It's a very big deal. It will have significant economic impacts. In a similar location in Bradenton, the IMG Academies have the Bilateri Tennis Center, and it's much smaller, but it has very significant economic impact. It has league play, it has camps, and it gets over 25,000 fans to a limited amount of venues.
In terms of situating this complex at Lake Nona, how significant is this for that particular area?
Well, it's significant because it'll give rise to other things. First of all, it's on a pretty big footprint, over 60 acres, but it is the centerpiece of a business, sports medicine, and sports research complex that Lake Nona plans. Something similar is already occurring in Bradenton associated with that complex. But given that Lake Nona has Medical City in addition, there's some real synergies, and I think we'll see a real blossoming of the medical, sports, and medical science businesses in and around this tennis complex.
Do you think other sports associations are going to look at this and say, we want a piece of this as well?
Would like to be in a similar location, yes. And Disney demonstrated a number of years ago by opening up its sports facilities that this is a great adjunct to the businesses that gravitate to Florida and to the people that gravitate to Florida. And the sports complex, especially this tennis complex, is going to be additive. It's going to bring people who would not otherwise come to the Orlando area specifically for this tennis facility.
Just stepping aside from the economics of it for a moment, do you think the U.S. Tennis Association is trying to create a bit of a renaissance here in tennis in the United States?
Yes, they are, and this is a great place to do that. And with the sports facilities coupled with the tourism, they have a great chance to relaunch the tennis in the United States.
Talk to me a little bit too, Hank, about how this might tie into mass transit in the future. I know Sunrail doesn't go to Lake Nona, but are there some opportunities to get some connectivity going there too?
Lake Nona is really set up for roadways. I think it will be difficult. They do have some bus connections, but it's really car-oriented.
What are some of the other opportunities for development around this tennis complex, aside from sports medicine?
Well, it'll happen pretty quickly once that tennis center gets up and running. It's a very large complex. And again, if the smaller center at IMG in Bradenton is any guidepost, it does give rise to significant additional downstream effects. So I think there'll be businesses that will want to be there fairly soon in time, and I think this is a real spark plug.
If you look at Orlando and the way the development is happening, is this a sign that things are moving away from the center of Orlando and spreading out further? Are we going to see more of a kind of a cluster of development around the outskirts of Orlando, places like Lake Nona?
Sure. Well, that's already happening. I mean, there's a huge cluster down by Lake Nona. There's a huge cluster out east where our studios are. There'll be additional clusters. And that's the way most modern metropolitan areas grow. They're sort of multi-nucleated urban centers with a bunch of different centers. This will just enhance the growing center at Lake Nona.
What about the kind of incentives that local and state governments have had to put up for this? I mean, can you tell me a little bit about what's happened there?
Well, there is a moderate state incentive, and then there's a significant private incentive put up by the Tavistock Development Company. That's become the norm now. They're not the big state grants that brought the Burnham Institutes anymore. So much more modest state grants coupled with private money is the way these things are working.
Anything else you see on the horizon aside from what's happening at Lake Nona with this big tennis complex in terms of development?
Well, I think it is a harbinger of more sports to come. The city of Orlando invested in soccer. We have this now tennis facility. There's huge amounts of golf facilities in and around the Orlando metropolitan area. This creates the kind of critical mass with a lot of different opportunities for different kinds of sports, really, to position the area as a major sports destination.